Lost in the Echo, und mit einem solchen Echo geht dieser erste Song auf dem Album Living Things von Linkin Park auch zu Ende. Heute Abend sind sie bei der Echo-Verleihung im Palais im Funkturm ist auch gut dabei, nominiert für die Kategorie Rock Alternative International. Dreimal waren sie schon Echo-Gewinner und natürlich sind sie auch sonst gut eingedeckt mit Auszeichnungen, darunter 2 Grammys. Linkin Park zweifelsohne eine der erfolgreichsten Rockbands der Gegenwart mit über 50 Millionen weltweit verkauften Platten und auch eine der prägenden Bands. Schließlich haben sie dazu beigetragen, Metal und Rap zu fusionieren. Im Admiralspalaststudio von Radio 1 sitzt jetzt zum einen Mike Shinoda, den wir da auch eben gerade prominent gehört haben, als Rap-Stimme, außerdem Multi-Instrumentalist der Band. Hi Mike, how are you?
Hi there, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Very good, and we just got Joe just came back and sat down with us.
Super, hi Joe, how are you?
Hi.
Good. Also auch der Band-DJ Joseph Joe Hahn. Hahn, is that correct?
It's like, yes.
It's German actually, right?
Yeah, Joe? I'm the funky chicken.
Yeah, you're the funky chicken of the band. Okay, nice Christmas weather in Berlin, don't you think?
Oh yeah, it's great. It's nice and snowy.
Okay, but you feel comfortable in our downtown studio.
It's actually the heat. The heat doesn't work here.
The heat doesn't work.
Yeah, and we're on backup power too, and there's rust everywhere, and it's falling apart.
But could you switch on the light?
No, it actually doesn't work. I think you guys didn't pay the bills.
Okay, but you can keep it cozy and warm. Just cut
yeah, we already built a fire, so we're doing okay.
Also Sie fühlen sich wohl in unserem kleinen Admiralspalaststudio, obwohl angeblich die Heizung nicht funktioniert und auch das Licht nicht angemacht werden kann, weil wir unsere Stromrechnung nicht bezahlt haben. Ich werde das nachher mal kontrollieren. The place must be quite familiar to you, right?
Yeah.
You played your street gig in Admiralspalast last summer.
That's right. Yeah, well, we actually come to Berlin every time we come to Europe. Actually, we stay here quite a bit.
Yeah, but I mean the venue.
Oh yeah,
remember the venue,
the Admiralspalast venue. The show was well, obviously we love that show so much so that we're putting out that DVD with the live performance on it next week.
Ah, okay. What is that? What kind of release is that?
Living Things Plus. Yeah. is a re-release of the album with the live DVD. It was kind of a request from the label, mm-hmm. as kind of in reaction to all of the, you know, a lot of fans of the show and the recording of it. When we were releasing Living Things, we did a show here and we played and recorded everything. And we actually released that in theaters in the US for just a weekend, basically. And some people had seen it and just really liked it and wanted to put it out here in Germany.
Also, es wird, when is it going to be released?
What did you say? I believe it's on Friday.
Okay, yeah. Also am Freitag wird noch eine Living Things Plus Edition herauskommen, wie schon beim Vorgänger A Thousand Suns. Da gab es auch so eine extra Ausgabe und da wird dann auch als DVD tatsächlich dieser Street Gig im Admiralspalast, letzten Sommer ist das dort aufgezeichnet worden, auch dabei sein. Ich glaube, das ist eine große Sache für alle Fans in Deutschland. Es gibt ja richtige diehard eingefleischte Fans hier. 200.000 Mal ist auch das neue Album verkauft worden. You won the German Grammy 2 years ago. With a slightly different Linkin Park album, A Thousand Suns was quite experimental, challenging also for your fans, I think. So do you feel like coming to Berlin this year with a rather typical Linkin Park album?
Yeah, it's I think this album was meant to kind of bridge the gap. It was supposed to be when we wrote A Thousand Suns, we were really trying to make something that was a singular experience, almost more like a concept record or something like that. And with this album, it was more of a traditional album, so it was song based. But we had a lot of, you know, like with any album, we have a lot of different inspirations. And I think, part of this album was inspired by the idea of getting back to our roots a little bit and making some stuff that was very high energy. Mm. We wanted to have some songs that played really well live on stage, high energy songs that would really rock on stage. So we did focus on that a bit when we were making Living Things.
Mit diesem Album kehrt die Band wieder zurück zu den eher songorientierten Songs. Sie sagen, ja, das ist auch eher wie so ein Brückenschlag wieder gemeint von dem Konzeptalbum, das sie vorher rausgebracht haben, wieder zu Songs mit großer Energie, die man auch so wieder auf die Bühne bringen kann. Zum wiederholten Male ist Rick Rubin der Produzent. I think it's the third time you've been working together with Rick Rubin. Is he kind of getting the band guru in the studio, the spiritual advisor?
I mean, that's Rick's, like, you know, that's what people say about him. But I think that Rick is, he's a good fit for us, mostly because we have a lot of the same musical, our music taste is very all over the place. Like, it's varied. And he has a lot of experience making records in a lot of different styles. Mm-hmm. And we love so many different types of music that, you know, when we're talking about our songs and we use reference points when we're talking about it, you know, like I want this song to sound more like this or more like that. You know, with a guy like Don Gilmore, who produced our first few records, if I was to say to Don, like, you know, oh, you know, I want this part to have like a feeling of like maybe a Big Daddy Kane song to like, oh, maybe a J Electronica style, like, Don would have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about. But if I say, you know, if I say Metallica or whatever to Don makes, that would make sense, mm-hmm. to Don. To Rick, he gets all of those. You could say Metallica and Johnny Cash and Tom Petty and Red Hot Chili Peppers and Beastie Boys and Jay-Z, and he's worked with all of those artists,
right?
You know, so you can have a conversation about that stuff and the things that make those songs tick, and Rick is on the same page with the band.
But it's not like you're trying to wear a beard like him, Rick.
My beard is 100% inspired by Rick Rubin.
Oh, is it that long already? Like the Fire Now Studio, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, also Mike hat behauptet, sein Bart sei mittlerweile auch so lang wie der von Rick, aber die Geschichte stimmt wahrscheinlich genauso wie das mit dem Feuer in unserem Studio. Rick Rubin sagte ansonsten, ist der perfekte Produzent für die Band. Als ein Guru würde er ihn jetzt nicht gerade bezeichnen, obwohl das manche ja auch über Rick Rubin sagen, dem wir natürlich zum Beispiel die American Recordings von Johnny Cash zu verdanken haben, der aber eben so unterschiedliche Leute produziert hat, wie die Beastie Boys oder Tom Petty oder Metallica, dass man einfach, wenn man so variabel ist, wie eine Band wie eine Band wie Linkin Park, dann ist es natürlich toll, so einen Produzenten im Studio zu haben, zu dem man einfach sagt, ey, wir möchten dieses Mal in diese Richtung gehen, und da weiß dann einfach, wovon die Rede ist. Let's jump back to the Echo in Berlin tonight. You will be in competition with Green Day, Muse, Billy Talent, and the Rolling Stones. So apart from being in the competition yourself, who would be your favorite?
I listen to all of those bands, so it's, you know, it's for me, it's just a pleasure to be nominated and to be in there with everybody.
Okay, no one you would choose from all those?
I don't know.
If you had to.
If I had to, I'd choose you. I think you should win it. Yeah.
Ja, das ist natürlich sehr schmeichelhaft, aber er will natürlich auch keinen dieser Bands picken als möglichen Gewinner dieser Kategorie, in der auch Linkin Park antreten, Green Day, Muse, Billy Talent und Rolling Stones. Er sagt, wir hören alle diese Bands. It's one of many times you've been nominated for the German Echo. It's not the same, of course, as being on the list for the Grammy, but you can see Depeche Mode, for instance, tonight.
Yeah, I'm actually...
Is that something some of you are big fans, right?
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I did a remix for those guys
right.
A few years ago, and I it's a funny story, actually. My brother always gets really mad because when we were in high school, he was a big Depeche Mode fan, and I hated Depeche Mode. All I listened to was rap music, and I didn't like anything that wasn't rap, basically, so... I eventually started listening to a lot more different styles of music, but at the time when he was the biggest fan of Depeche Mode, I was the least like the smallest fan of Depeche Mode. And so when I did a remix for Enjoy the Silence, like, you know, I don't know, years ago, I sent him a copy of it. He was like, what the fuck? Like, you were never the Depeche. I'm the Depeche Mode fan. Like, you're not a Depeche Mode fan. I've since become a Depeche Mode fan. I really love, some of their records are some of my favorite records of all time. And I think you can even hear that influence on our first, on Hybrid Theory.
Right.
There's even some Depeche Mode influence on there, I'd say.
Ja, schöne Geschichte. Mike Shinoda sagt also, in der Highschool, da war alles andere als ein Depeche Mode Fan, aber hatte einen Freund, der war sehr großer Fan dieser Band, und die Ironie der Geschichte ist dann, dass er irgendwann die Gelegenheit hatte, einen Remix zu machen für nämlich Enjoy the Silence, und den hatte natürlich auch seinem Freund vorgespielt, und er hat gesagt, was ist das denn? Du warst doch nie der Depeche Mode Typ. Ich war der Depeche Mode Typ. Jetzt machst du die Remixe für die Band. Und inzwischen sagt er, ist das auch ein großer Einfluss? Man hört das auch auf Linkin Park Album, zum Beispiel auf dem ersten Album Hybrid Theory. Da war Depeche Mode auch als ein Einfluss rauszuhören. Thanks for spending some time with us in the cozy Admiralspalast Studio.
Ja, vielen Dank. Yeah.
Keep it warm and keep the fire burning. All the best for tonight's Echo. Have a great time in Berlin.
Thanks very much.
And did you finish your plectrum painting?
Kind of.
Okay. Yeah. Das werde ich gleich nochmal erzählen, was es damit auf sich hat. Wir hören noch einen weiteren Song aus dem nominierten Album Living Things. Dieser Song heißt Victimized. Bye bye. Thank you.
Yeah. Nice.